All right, your president is on TV.
Grown impatient with the constraints that have been placed on our lives. And I fully understand that you are all concerned about constraints that restrict your freedom to move around or to travel, your freedom to gather, to socialize, to worship, and in some instances, your freedom to even earn a living. Yet, we also know that these restrictions have been effective in containing the spread of the virus. We have gone through and endured two devastating waves of infection. But working together, we have brought down infections and prevented the loss of many lives. We know that as difficult as the last 15 months have been, we have started to recover and to rebuild. Although it has encountered several setbacks, our mass vaccination program is gaining momentum and we are finally on the path of controlling the disease. But although we have reason to hope, we still have a mountain to climb. A third wave of infections is upon us. We have to contain this new wave of infections. Since I last spoke to you just over 2 weeks ago, the average number of daily new infections in Northwest and Northern Cape are officially in a third wave, while others are approaching that point. The proportion of COVID tests that are positive, the so-called positivity rate, is continuing to rise in Gauteng, Limpopo, Western Cape, Free State and KwaZulu-Natal. Of these, Gauteng has been the worst hit. It accounts for nearly two-thirds of new cases measured over the last week. The increase in infections in Gauteng is now faster and steeper than it was at the same time in previous waves. Within a matter of days, it is likely that the number of new cases in Gauteng will surpass the peak of the second wave. Private hospitals in the province have reported that they are near capacity. We have to act decisively and must act quickly to save lives. And to do this, we need to return to the basics. We need to remind ourselves how this virus is spread, so that each one of us makes sure that we behave in a way that reduces the chances of transmission. We must not disregard the basic precautions that we know are so essential. Our scientists visit your elderly parents or grandparents, not knowing that you are infected, and infect them. You could visit your relative who has diabetes, hypertension, or another underlying condition and infect them, even though you feel healthy. You could even go to church or a mosque, or you could go to a crowded restaurant or shopping center and all the time be passing on the virus and putting the health and lives of others at risk. It is unfortunately as easy as that to pass this disease around. When we know that we have been exposed to a person infected with COVID-19, we must follow the protocol to quarantine for 10 days, no matter how inconvenient it may be for us. This is one of the best ways to stop the virus from spreading further. Basic changes in behavior can make a huge difference in tackling this virus. Now, we've spoken about this many times, But it does bear repeating because oftentimes there are lapses in our behavior. We must be more diligent, more consistent, and more aware of our actions. If we are careful and diligent, who needs it? The massive surge in new infections means that we must once again tighten restrictions on the movement of persons and gatherings. We need to enforce compliance more rigorously, and we need to take firmer action against those who do not adhere to the regulations that save our lives. In view of the rising infections, the cabinet has therefore decided to move the country to alert level 3. This will take effect later this evening once the regulations have been gazetted. This means that, one, the hours of curfew will start at 10 p.m. and end at 4 a.m. Second, non-essential establishments like restaurants, bars, and fitness centers will need to close by 9 p.m. to allow their employees and their patrons or customers to travel home before the start of the curfew. All gatherings will be limited to a maximum of 50 people indoors and 100 people outdoors. Where the venue is too small to accommodate these numbers with appropriate social distancing, then no more than 50% of the capacity of the venue may be used. This includes religious services up to 9 p.m. Alcohol consumption in all public spaces, such as beaches and parks, is strictly prohibited. Throughout our response to the pandemic, we have sought to take measures that are appropriate and proportionate to the threat of infection. If we act too soon or impose measures that are too severe, the economy will suffer. At the same time, if we act too late or if our response is too weak, we risk losing control of the virus. We have therefore closely monitored the data and heeded the advice of our experts and scientists. The measures we are putting in place now are appropriate to the level of risk and are necessary to save the lives of our people. In addition, several important measures remain in place. It remains mandatory, in other words, compulsory, for every person to wear a face mask that always covers their nose and mouth at all times when in public spaces. It is a criminal offense not to do so. The owners and managers of public buildings, centers, shops, restaurants, taxis, and buses all have a responsibility to ensure that people on their premises and a virtual address by the president. We each have a responsibility to take the necessary action to protect ourselves and others. It is up to each one of us to limit the risk to ourselves and others. We are all aware that our vaccination program has experienced several delays. Our first setback was that after the arrival of our first batch of vaccines, our scientists discovered that the AstraZeneca vaccine that we had procured from the Serum Institute of India did not provide sufficient protection against the variant that is predominant in South Africa. We have also been adversely affected by shortages in the global supply of vaccines, which has hampered vaccination programs across Africa and in many other low and middle income countries. After the AstraZeneca setback, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine appeared to be the best option for our country, as it protects against the variant that we have here, because it requires only a single dose and is easier to store and transport. However, the supply of Johnson & Johnson vaccines was held up by an investigation into contamination of ingredients that make up the vaccine at a supplier factory in Baltimore in the United States. Until now, our mass vaccination program has therefore had to rely on Johnson & Johnson vaccine have now been resolved. As a result of these problems, 2 million doses that had already been produced at the factory in Kabeja, the Aspen factory, are unusable. The Aspen plant in Eastern Cape is now able to go ahead and produce new doses. The company has committed to significantly ramp up production and begin supplying the country within the next few days. We have to date received nearly 2.4 million Pfizer vaccine doses. By the end of June, we expect to have received a total of 3.1 million Pfizer doses. We have received an indication from Johnson & Johnson that it expects to deliver around 2 million vaccines to South Africa by the end of the month, thus replacing those 2 million doses that had to be destroyed. The initial doses we receive from Johnson & Johnson will be used to vaccinate educators in our schools and thereafter security personnel on the front line. Now that the delays in the supply of vaccines is largely resolved, our immediate task is to complete the vaccination of all those over 60 years of age without delay. Point in the rise of the second wave of it.
Millions of viewers across Mzansi tune into Afternoon Express to enhance their skills in the kitchen through our food explorations. And they can do so because they pay their TV licenses for less than 74 cents a day or 265 rand for the entire year. You can enjoy your culinary masterclasses on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. right here on S3. For super fast, secure and convenient payment from any device, go to www.tvlic.co.za. And click the fast pay button for payment under 3 minutes.